Okay, thank you very much for that, and thank you for giving me the chance to speak today. My name's Terry Worley. I'm the Director of Delivery for the Cheshire and Merseyside Health and Care Partnership. The Health and Care Partnership is what was the STP in Cheshire and Merseyside and what will become the Integrated Care System. And my role is to act as Director of Delivery and to try to turn some of the intent we have in Cheshire and Merseyside into action so that we can get results. And I wanted to just speak a little bit about how I think point of care testing in particular will help us to do some of that. So first of all, I'm not speaking to you as an expert in point of care testing. I don't pretend to understand the details of point of care testing. I've spent my career driving change in the private sector, in banking, insurance, private healthcare, utilities, and then the last few years in health. And I'm a passionate believer in technology as a positive disruptor to the way that we do things, the way that we drive our businesses, the way that we run our organisations. So I've got a passion for disrupting the way we do things in a positive way, and I think point of care testing can play a major part in doing that within our health system. So I'm offering my views just based on how point of care testing could help us deliver new models of care and be a part of how we sustain our services. The Health and Care Partnership for Cheshire and Merseyside has a simple vision. It is all about improving the health of our population, and these slides are general slides that speak to the Health and Care Partnership's intention, but I think point of care testing directly influences and plays into these roles. So I think improving the health of the population by allowing patients like Phil, people like Phil, to monitor themselves, look after themselves, be equipped to take back control for their own health and well-being will lead to an improvement in the health of the population and a better experience around the quality of care that we're able to provide. Being able to offer the ability to monitor remotely, look after yourselves, will make a difference in that, with that, and it will help us as a system deliver care more efficiently. Again, I think for me, taking the point of care testing away from just looking at the unit cost of a particular test, but look at the end-to-end cost to the health and care system associated with failing to look after conditions in the best way we can, will help us to deliver care more efficiently and use our resources the best way we can. So I do think that point of care testing can help to reduce unwarranted variation in terms of access to services by distributing access to diagnostics further and further and allowing better access to care. It will avoid unnecessary duplication if we're able to connect point of care testing results so that we can build a big data set in terms of understanding the results that we're getting from those ever-distributed tests. And it will help us to standardise so that we can maximise quality and value. So I think being able to offer access to standardise the way that we can deliver high-quality care when we need to, where we need to, is something that's important to us. It's 71 years now since the NHS began, and we've changed hugely. We've seen a huge number of changes during that time, and the pace of change is getting faster and faster and faster. And again, I think point of care testing and the acceleration of the capability that point of care testing can offer us is something that we perhaps need to get better at leveraging and responding to. But as we approach the next period of the National Health Service, we're facing a number of paradoxes. So we are getting healthier, but the pressure to use NHS services is going up and up and up. So we're living longer with more complex conditions. Things that used to kill us doesn't. Now we survive, we live longer, which means that the pressure to use services is going up and up and up. So again, point of care testing, I think, can help take pressure out of the system by allowing more self-serve, monitoring yourself, looking after yourself, doing the right things. We know that quality is improving, but the transparency about gaps and mistakes is getting greater, which drives or helps to drive up the demand for more and more diagnostics. So being able to do a point of care testing to enable us to keep pace with that growing demand, to do tests frequently, to spot things earlier, is something that I think we should be embracing. Pressure on people is increasing. We're employing more people within NHS than ever before, but the pressure is relentless. So again, equipping patients to look after themselves with wearables and other point of care testing will help to take pressure out of the things which our staff, our colleagues in the NHS need to be doing. So there's a play there, I think. People are very satisfied with the NHS, but concerned for its future. And I think, again, showing that we're investing in 21st century capabilities to improve access to point of care is going to help to increase the confidence in our ability to keep pace with the relentless growth in demand for services as we live longer. Probably the final one is the most difficult challenge that we're facing in the NHS, that we're busier and busier and busier, and the space to take a step back and think about doing things differently and doing different things is getting harder and harder. So I think working in partnership with disruptors, like many of the people who are here showcasing their technology today, working in partnership with suppliers like that is part of how we will cope with the pressure we're facing to keep doing the things we have to do today whilst thinking about how we do things tomorrow. We've heard a little bit about the long-term plan. The long-term plan makes plenty of references to the need to do diagnostics better and the role that point-of-care testing might play in helping us to do that. And there's a couple of things that I want to pick out on here for example, rapid diagnostic centres features in the long-term plan. And I think that's less about a bricks and mortar centre for rapid diagnostics. I think they've got the wrong C there. It's a rapid diagnostic capability, I think, that we're talking about, where we are able to leverage technology to enable more rapid access to diagnostics and to bring the latest diagnostic equipment into service so that, again, we can distribute access to rapid diagnosis more routinely. And allowing for tests which are done anywhere across a region to be made available to anybody within the health system to understand, make use of and report on. So that interconnectivity between distributed point-of-care testing devices is something which is essential. I think we'd be missing an opportunity if we didn't make sure that all these different devices weren't connecting back to allow information to flow around the system and for us to get better at using that data to drive research and to use that data to understand better what we could be doing. And again, the long-term plan talks about establishing regional imaging and pathology networks and other diagnostic networks so that, again, we can assure quality of and availability of information to inform decision making. The Health and Care Partnership and the role that I'm doing really is about trying to develop a shared vision with local communities. So we're working in 9 places with primary care, with secondary care, with local authorities to understand what our shared vision is and how things like point of care testing can be an enabler to the way that we will do different things and do things differently. But most important then is how we turn that intent into a programme of deliverable actions that will help us to achieve the results. So again, what I'm interested in from people in the room today is how we could leverage at pace some of the capabilities that exist today so that we can start to make a difference as quickly as possible so that we can sustain services. We are facing huge challenges. The next couple of slides, I've just skipped over one, but it doesn't matter. The next couple of slides are just examples of, these come from cardiovascular colleagues, so John Develing at Liverpool Heart and Chest has produced these slides, which just show the intent in one particular area to start to shift left the way that we provide access to care. So we centralise and we do things in tertiary centres where we must, but the goal is about shifting left as much as possible to allow access to information and diagnostics closer to the point where people can do it themselves, look after themselves and self-care, not having to go into a hospital setting to access a test, not even having to go into a GP where possible, but being able to do it for themselves, by themselves. In Cheshire and Merseyside in this fiscal year 2019-20, we're investing some £2 million in how we transform our diagnostic capability. So that's investing in both pathology and imaging networks to understand how we can together across Cheshire and Merseyside make better use of the resources we've got and start to embrace point of care testing as a way to connect primary care to secondary care to tertiary care to get better at diagnosing earlier and moving patients into the right pathway to receive treatment. Again, what we're trying to do is to look beyond the unit cost of a particular test compared to an old way of testing versus new way of testing, but to look at the end-to-end cost of a pathway, the ability to identify earlier and signpost into the right treatment pathway earlier will have a huge impact on the long-term end-to-end cost of providing health and care. If we can prevent crisis, prevent acute admission, keep people healthier longer, that end-to-end cost is something that we're keen to do. And in particular, working with colleagues in social care, thinking about the consequence to the wider socio-economic value in a health and in a region associated with keeping people active longer, like Phil, working in spite of his conditions, which is really important. We do spend more than £4 billion in Cheshire and Merseyside on treating people, so there's a huge opportunity to disrupt positively how we utilise that resource, and I think spending more on the right diagnostics in order to reduce the amount we're consuming on urgent care, unplanned care, is a very powerful thing for us to be trying to understand. And again, being able to leverage point of care testing and bring all that information together, apply machine learning or AI to try to make sense of all that data that we can just keep growing and growing and growing our understanding of how we can do things better. I think for me, again, talking about a value-based proposition, how diagnostics can inform new models of care and not be seen purely as a commodity to be salami sliced in terms of the costs out, so spending a little bit less in order to save a bit of money isn't the right way to go, I think. Understanding how point-of-care testing can improve a value-based proposition and inform new models of care is important to us. So nationally, NHSI are requiring imaging and pathology networks to be established. It talks about that in the long-term plan. In Cheshire and Merseyside, we're actively looking at forming a Cheshire and Merseyside pathology network. But again, whilst NHSI rightly are focused on our use of resources as a driver for making those changes, I think if all we're doing is looking at how we move the volume of tests we're currently providing into a different parts of the system, we're missing an opportunity. I think for me, networking, pathology networks, imaging networks is about how we together embrace technology like point of care testing, how we connect it all together so that a test that's done anywhere in the system is available anywhere in the system. That's the power of pathology and imaging networks to act together to improve the way in which diagnostics can inform new models of care, and how we then go and implement those new models of care in partnership with clinicians and in primary and secondary care. Shamelessly, I've nicked this from Martin, who's going to speak again in a moment, but I just wanted to illustrate the fact that we are looking very seriously at how point-of-care testing can enable us to do more tests outside of laboratories, outside of our pathology networks. So yes, we need to centralise those things which must be done in the laboratory with expensive kit, whatever that kit might be. But more and more, it's about embracing the ability to have our laboratory outside walls and give people access to those tests wherever they might be presenting. And Martin, I'm sure, will talk a little bit more about tier one testing and point of care testing in that context. Whenever we talk about the health and care partnership, we're trying to talk about why the health and care partnership is important to us. And again, this is a general slide for the health and care partnership. It's not specific to point of care testing, but many of the things on here, I think, apply to point of care testing. Point of care testing will play a role in how we sustain services. It will play a role in how we ensure we have better resilience for some of our services. If we distribute access to testing into the home, right into the home, then it becomes highly resilient because it's much more accessible and less reliant on single points of failure. We can avoid fragmentation by connecting it all together and making sure that that information is available anywhere in the system. That will help to reduce unwarranted variation and unnecessary duplication. And again, we're probably spending a huge amount of money duplicating things and doing things twice, thrice, when we don't need to be doing. Big data and the emergence of the ability through machine learning and AI to bring all of that ever-increasing data together and try to spot patterns, try to understand what that data could have told us had we had it available, to look at future outcomes and go back to historic diagnostics to understand whether we could have done something differently better. That's the power that more and more data through point-of-care testing, wearables connected together, can help us to unlock. And as I said before, having a future vision where diagnostics is an enabler of value-based new models of care, not just a commodity that's a volume-based one. And then finally, just some very, very quick examples that I've come across of how I've seen point-of-care testing in practice, and where I've read about or seen examples. In particular, I was involved in a piece of work when I was at Wirral University Teaching Hospital, where the introduction of sensitive molecular testing within the hospital setting allowed us to get a grip on an outbreak of multi-drug resistant organisms, which was causing bed closures concerned with infection prevention and control. That was having a massive impact in terms of the operations of the hospital and flow through the hospital. Introducing point of care testing allowed us to reduce the number of bed days lost by 95% in a comparable period from 1 year to another. That's a massive impact for just, you know, one example of how point of care testing, albeit in a hospital ward, still in an acute setting, can make a real difference to hospitals. And then we've seen more and more examples of how things like scarred liver testing, being able to spot liver disease far earlier than a traditional enzyme test, which allows us to spot liver disease earlier, and liver disease can be reversed through the right interventions, so catching it earlier really does make a difference. Those are just a couple of examples, and I'm sure Martin will talk more about examples of point of care testing. That's me done. Hopefully that's given you a sense of why it's important for me and important for the Health and Care Partnership and how point of care testing can help.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Terry.